This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As I think about 2020, I think in retrospect of all the scams. We're currently in multiple scams happening across the country, if not across the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Scams. The scamdemic of this Wu flu continues. The scamdemic of this election continues. The scamdemic that the leftists believe that they are in charge. Meghan McCain went on The View and said, "You got to leave Trump supporters alone. How dare they, the minority, talking about the majority of the people in this country? The over 80-plus million people who voted for Trump, the undercurrent of those who didn't vote for him but support what he's doing. It's overwhelming, folks, that we are the reason people want to come to America. We are the reason this country operates." These people act like they are large and in charge, that they have the majority of the ideas, and people cannot stand leftist ideas. Don't ask me. Bake them for yourself. Put the ingredients together and bake them, and you know what you end up with? A crap pie. 844-551-8255. Happy New Year to you. The biggest scamdemic we have right now is this stupid Wu flu. First, we were told, folks, it was started by bats at a fish market in Wuhan, China, the location of the only level 4 virology lab in China where they study these types of viruses and diseases. And we learn that the virus, I'm shocked, likely escaped from there. Well, let me tell you something. This Negro, I already knew that's where it came from. It's an experiment. And I've already talked to you about this stupid experiment. If you were going to do something, if you were going to look at what the eugenicists want to do, they want to eradicate the people in the population who cost them the most money. You know who cost you the most money? People who are sickly, underlying diseases, and old people. If you were going to create a virus to kill off the costliest members of society and preserve those that can continue to work their butts off. Think of the ants. There's the queen, and there's a bunch of people that work for the queen. And a few soldiers that keep everybody in line. That's essentially the world that communism and leftism wants. Does it shock you at all that the communists would develop a virus to get rid of the feeble, the sick, and the old, and only preserve those that can serve the greater good? Because it doesn't shock me a bit. Does it shock you at all that the leftists in this country, who have allowed the Chinese to infiltrate every aspect of American society, would follow this doctrine? The eugenicists, the people that actually hate black people, the people who actually hate poor people, they pretend they like them until they don't need them anymore. And see where we are right now? We're in a voting system where they no longer need black folks. They don't need poor folks. They don't even need illegals. They can just pick and choose any election they want. I was watching Skyfall, this Bond film, and I forget this guy's name, but he plays a hacker. And he says to Bond, "What do you want?" He's got him at some island, and he's got computer systems up. He says, "What do you want? What in the world would you want? I can get you whatever you want." He says, "You want me to fix an election in Uganda? Done." Done. Watch it. Hollywood already knows this stuff exists. And the Democrats play dumb. "Oh, there's no way we could be hacked." They know it's happening. And we're closing in on them. Let's go back to this Wuhan lab that Barack Obama gave $3 million to at the urging of who? Dr. Fauci. Why haven't they arrested that little Italian hobbit? Is beyond me. We are in the midst, folks, of a scamdemic. The Wu flu didn't kill business, by the way. The lockdown and the leftist bureaucrats are what are killing your business. They are what are killing your freedom. This virus is not killing your freedom. This virus is less virulent than anything out there. It's less virulent than the flu, versions of the flu, and a host of other things. And yet, here's where we are. Done intentionally by these leftists. Killing your business, killing your freedom intentionally, you should be more than angry. Politicians playing with your lives like you're a little puppet, and they're just dangling your arms and your legs, and they're walking you right into whatever the direction they choose for you. I'm not going to tell you to be ashamed of yourselves, because I don't want you to feel that way. But I do want you to start to feel a bit of outrage. The president's going to be speaking today, revealing all. And the republic lies in the balance. We will learn a lot of what they've done to us probably today and over the next few weeks as this whole scenario plays out. But I'm not going to focus on the day-to-day because, you know, quite frankly, there's just too much going on. I want to focus on what's happening right now and possibly forevermore if we don't stop this nonsense. I don't know if you guys saw it. People are revolting on wearing masks. Have you seen these? There's a video out of these people that go into a mall. It's almost like, what do they call it? These flash mobs. And they take off their mask and they're like, no more mask. I don't know where it was, but it was a big city somewhere. I want to see a lot more of that. I applaud those people. Outside of the airplane, I don't wear it. Let me tell you, I went to the grocery store the other day. It says right there, you must wear your mask to shop at our store. And you know what I did? I walked in there without my mask. I shopped at the store. I did exactly what I did as a normal human being that doesn't wear a face diaper. And I shopped at their store. I do it every single time. I think these mask protests will grow. I think they should grow. I'd like to get thousands of people. You know how these people run in and they mob a store and they steal a bunch of stuff? You know what we need to do? We just mob a store and we say, we're here and we're not wearing your stupid mask. And let other people know that you're not wearing it, that you're brave enough. Imagine bravery being determined that I won't stop my breathing. I will show you that I'm willing to breathe unimpeded air. That's going to be the mark of bravery. Kevin, you were so brave in 2020 and 2021. Oh my gosh, you were a pioneer. Oh, he's the next Martin Luther King. Really? For not wearing a stupid mask. We got a lot to talk about with this Wu Flu vaccine and everything that's being done to trick you into taking it. You going to take it?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-288-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
At the moment, I don't believe we have the evidence on any of the vaccines to be confident that it's going to prevent people from actually getting the infection and therefore being able to pass it on.
We're talking Wu Flu today, COVID-19. That was a doctor from the World Health Organization saying that even if you take the vaccine, it may not stop you from getting the dreaded Wu Flu. Whoa, wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to have tested for that. I mean, isn't a vaccine actually supposed to vaccinate you against what you're supposed to get? I'm confused. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, see, I thought that if you put up a barrier, for example, let's call it a fence, a wall, it would stop things from coming in, kind of like President Trump's border wall. But apparently with the Wu Flu, it doesn't quite understand the concept. The Wu Flu vaccine doesn't quite understand the concept of this. Let me tell you guys something. I got the Wu flu, and I have a lingering effect. Let me tell you what it is. I want everybody to understand how this thing works. It is a lab-designed disease that I believe was meant to get rid of what Margaret Sanger called the dregs of society. People who could not take care of themselves. People who could become a burden on the government, because what the government wants is only able-bodied people to work. And they want you to work. So for you lazy leftists that are out there, and there's millions of you, understand that they're coming after you. This disease will mutate, and it'll mutate for those that don't have a certain amount of caloric activity. That's what I think is going to happen. Oh, but anyway, so the lingering impact of this stupid disease for me is that I move my body in certain ways, and it feels like your funny bone has been hit. And it doesn't matter what I do. I can't seem to shake this feeling when I tilt. For example, I'm tilting my neck right now. And through my arms, what's tingling now through my neck down to my arms to my wrist, it feels like my funny bone has been hit. And it's irritating. I mean, it's probably something I'll just have to get used to. Absolutely infuriates me. But I never had it before. Have you hit your funny bone in a while? You know, that tingly, or, you know, the closest thing to it might be when you're like resting on your arm for too long, and then when you go to move it, or your leg, you know, like in the position, and then you move it and it has those little needly things. I don't know how to describe it, but I think you know what I'm talking about. That's the lingering effect right now of Wu Flu. I don't know what that is. And I tell you what, if they told me, Kevin, it's safe for you to take something to get rid of that feeling, I would take it. Because it's irritating. Sometimes, I'll give you another thing that it kind of makes you feel. It kind of makes you feel like the feeling before you pass out. I'm doing it again just because I want to make sure I'm telling you right. It's a feeling before you pass out. That's how it makes you feel. Anyway, this shot, the WHO, the World Health Organization doctor, said you could take this shot and it still not work for you. What? And that's exactly what happened to Kay Granger, congresswoman from Texas. Top Republican on the House Appropriations Committee. She tested positive for the Wu flu after she arrived in Congress, and she took the shot. Now, two things are at play here. Did she really take the shot? You know, you guys know my contention. I don't believe there's a celebrity. I don't believe there's a politician on the planet who would dare take the stupid shot for a disease that kills only fat old people. I just don't think that's the shot you want to take. Unless you're a fat old person, then you might want to take it. So I don't know that she ever got it. And I think this may be validation for me that she never took the shot. But they said she became positive her test after she received her first dose of Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine that the Capitol physician began distributing to members of Congress last month. She was tested on Sunday, not feeling any symptoms. And see, this is the other thing. I keep coming back to this, for this so dangerous disease that we've got 21 million infections now and 300,000 deaths. Not true, by the way, 300,000 deaths, as you guys know. We'll get into that. And I'm also going to get into these reactions of people. But anyway, so Congressman Kay Granger tested positive after having the shot. She didn't know she had the dang disease. That's how bad it is, right? She didn't know she had it. And we've talked about that ad nauseum. But I kind of keep coming back to the joke of it. That she's getting a shot for something that she's supposedly going to protect her from it. And she's got it. And she doesn't even know it. They have to test her again to tell her, you got it. And then she goes, okay, I got it. Now what? Well, I guess we'll have to give you another shot. I want to get into these adverse reactions. Because I want to ask you. Have you looked at the number of people who've had adverse reactions? Because they talked about the palsy and death. Those are the two side effects of the vaccine that you take to cure a disease that isn't going to kill you. You could get palsy or you could die. So the question is, do you live a normal life, catch your little flu and be done, lose your sense of smell, or maybe you come close to meeting the Grim Reaper, but you save yourself. You know, do like me and you take a Z-Pack and you're done. Literally within 3 hours, I was symptom free. Or do you risk getting Bell's palsy and dying? Let me see. I don't know, Monty Hall, which door do I take? But I referenced this guy before. He's a good writer. He writes over at American Thinker. Brian Junedep. He's a medical doctor. And he says, the COVID deaths, the media medical establishment now defining deaths far differently in order to push their agenda of COVID bad, vaccine good. COVID deaths, he writes, don't distinguish between death with COVID versus death from COVID. Early in the pandemic, Dr. Deborah Birch, and I heard not only her but another lady say essentially something, but here's what she said, verbatim. So, I think in this country we've taken a very liberal approach to mortality. There are other countries that if you had a pre-existing condition, and let's say the virus caused you to go to the ICU and then have a heart or kidney problem, some countries are recording as a heart issue or a kidney issue and not a COVID-19 death. Right now, if someone dies with COVID, we're counting that as a COVID death. So, for example, if that Congresswoman Kay Granger were to die right now, they would blame it on COVID. That's how crazy we've gotten. She could have stage 4 cancer. She's got no symptoms. She took a shot. She thought she was good to go. She still tests positive for COVID. If she got hit by a car right now, they call it a COVID death. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will seek to release nearly all available coronavirus vaccine doses to accelerate distribution. That's according to his transition team. That's a shift from the Trump administration's policy of holding back stock for second doses. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the news out of the Biden camp.
We have administered about 28% of the doses that have been sent out. So just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
Dr. Sapphire speaking there on Fox News. President Trump is not planning to attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th, the president making the announcement in a one-line tweet. Vice President Mike Pence says he will be attending. This is USA Radio News. Secret Service officials are installing secure fencing around the White House. Officials say they have requested an unscalable barrier to be put up until Joe Biden's inauguration on the 20th. Boeing is agreeing to settle criminal charges over their 737 MAX aircraft.
Aircraft manufacturer Boeing has agreed to pay more than $2.5 billion as part of a settlement over two deadly plane crashes. The settlement stems from a pair of crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft in 2018 and 2019. 346 people died in those crashes. The company reached a deal with the Justice Department to settle a criminal conspiracy charge. Boeing was accused of hiding data that showed problems in the 737 MAX's flight control systems. That software was later cited as the main cause of the crashes. The 737 was grounded worldwide for more than 2 years, only returning to service in the U.S. last month, after the company made software and other safety changes to the planes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Teachers union leader is facing criticism for vacationing in the Caribbean while at the same time claiming it's unsafe for teachers to return to the classroom. Sarah Chambers is on the union's executive board as an area vice president. As recently as today, she tweeted to rally special education teachers not to return to work Monday because it's unsafe. But just a few hours earlier, Chambers posted a picture on Instagram that appears to show her poolside in Puerto Rico and talking about going to Old San Juan for seafood. The post also mentions that she previously had COVID, got a negative test result, and consulted her doctor before traveling. Both Chambers and the teachers union have not responded to our request for comment. Since we reached out, though, Chambers has deleted her Instagram account. The Chicago teachers union is threatening the possibility of a strike if the district pushes ahead with plans to reopen school buildings.
Well, I can tell you, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's KevinJacksonNetwork.com. In Arizona, my youngest son, they have a 14-day big board meeting for the school, and they were going to start the session here a day or so ago. And then they decided, well, we better wait 14 days and let COVID clear. Oh, my gosh. Because the teachers were, it's not safe for us to go back. Well, unless you're 80 and overweight, then you, number one, shouldn't be teaching. But that's the only danger that you have. Oh, well, Kevin, there's a teacher that died in bum blank, you know, freaking Texas or somewhere before COVID. Well, guess what? There are teachers that died of heart attacks. There are teachers that died of tuberculosis. There are teachers that died of a lot of things. That's just, teachers die. Hey, here's a memo to people out there. People die. 187 to 195,000 people die every day. Not of COVID either, unless they die in the United States where we code everything COVID. But people die every single day, including teachers. And occasionally even students. And they don't die of this stupid, stinky little disease that I know it exists. It exists because the Chinese leaked it out of a lab. Have they been made to make any recompense to the people that have died or gotten this thing? I would like to get my money back from the freaking test that I've had to take for this stupid COVID and all my medical stuff, which isn't a whole lot, but I'd like it back. Because if it hadn't escaped from that stupid lab, I wouldn't be dealing with this. I'd be dealing with the regular flu, which I've been kicking the regular flu's butt on the regular. Anyway, the hypocrisy of these educators who don't want to teach our kids, the hypocrisy of these leftist, the Cuomos of the world, the Pelosi's of the world, the Gavin Newsom's, and across the board, all these leaders that we elect who are really subservient to us. They work for us, but they don't think they do. And they dictate what's happening in our lives. And we are being led down the primrose path. Junedep writes, perhaps there is. This is why we have more COVID deaths compared to other countries. Although in the world ranking, the U.S. is 10th place in deaths per million behind Belgium, Italy, Spain, and the U.K. Pre-existing conditions are certainly important, and death is often multifactorial. According to the CDC, only 6% of COVID deaths were due to COVID only. So take that 300,000 votes, I'm thinking Trump now. Take those 300,000 deaths, multiply times 0.06, and you get 18,000 deaths that actually came from COVID. And I've been saying this since this thing started. Well, not since it started, but a little after. I've been saying they're coding all this stuff because they got to make the numbers so big. 6%. This isn't Kevin Jackson making it up. This is the freaking CDC that's already full of leftists. And even they have to admit, nah, it really isn't that dangerous. You want to know why these people walk around and they go to the restaurants and they get their hair done and they walk around in public, the Cuomos of the world, watching their houses get built without masks and all that? Because they're not afraid of it. They're as afraid of this as they are the common cold. Are you afraid of the cold? I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Where's Ray Parker Jr. when I need him? There's something strange in the woo-hoo labs. Who you gonna call? Dr. Frunchy! Oh, man. He says, suppose coroners ask the question, if not for COVID, would this patient be alive today? If the answer is yes, it would be recorded as a COVID death. But one could easily ask the question differently. If not for diabetes or COPD or heart disease or obesity, would this COVID patient be alive today? And in which case, any of these other conditions could just as easily be listed as the cause of death rather than COVID. Look, biggest scam in the history of the nation. And I'm glad we're recognizing this and people are starting to push back. He writes, in other words, the diabetic patient may not have died if they didn't have COVID, but may not have died either if they didn't have diabetes. It seems COVID trumps everything in death attributions. He writes, is it the same for vaccines or has the rules changed? Have the rules changed? And this is where this gets good. Because, see, they don't want to tell you how bad these vaccines are. I don't care about Operation Warp Speed. You speed something up in the government. You got people, you know, that have been plotting this stuff for years. I don't think this came out of nowhere. They were making a movie about COVID-19 years ago. I don't know if you guys have seen that. We need to do this show on video so we can show some of this stuff. And also we can make a lot more money. But I'm not worried about the money. It's a matter of time for me. I can get up and do this show relatively quickly. But anyway, they won't tell you about the bad news of what's going on out there with this COVID crap. We heard initially, oh, you can get Bell's palsy or you could potentially die. But that's just a disclaimer we put on all the meds, you know, that we do. Did you know you can't sue these pharmaceutical companies if you die from this? You can't sue them. You could sue for mesothelioma and asbestos and all this other crap that's out there. You could sue for stuff that happened to you 50 years ago that you're the cause of. You could sue the tobacco companies and all kinds of stuff. And you did it. You were the one that smoked, breathed smoke into your lungs. Probably the vaping industry will get sued. Everything could be sued, but you can't sue for this. No siree, Bob. No siree, Sue. Got to make the equal opportunity when you start doing your no sirees. Can't just make it for men. No siree, Bob, and no siree, Sue. And no siree, Q, whatever you may be. Here's some of the fatalities that Ryan Junedep documented. An Israeli man suffered a heart attack hours after receiving the COVID vaccine. The media was quick to disavow any linkage between the two events. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Man's fatal heart attack likely unlinked to vaccine he took 2 hours before. The Times of Israel says much the same. 88-year-old dies hours after vaccine. Doctors stress he was seriously ill. Hospital says the deceased, who collapsed at his home, had a history of health ailments. So, dude who's lived 88 years decides to go in, take the cure for people that he fits the demographic. This is the dude that's supposed to take this shot. Personally, if I'm over 80, I'll take my chances. But he takes the shot, and he dies. And they go, well, it certainly wasn't because of the test. Yep. They say some American press were more straightforward in their reporting, simply presenting the facts without caveats, distancing the death from the vaccine. The New York Post headline, Israeli man reportedly dies of a heart attack hours after getting COVID vaccine. Kudos to the New York Times for just reporting it the way it is. That's news. That's the way you're supposed to report it. He says they did not tie the two events together, but instead just reported the two events factually without opining what journalism is supposed to do. I applaud the New York Times for this. That's what you're supposed to do. Look, I can't tell you what it was. Dude was 88. Anything could have happened. But no, the Israel Times, oh, it was not due to COVID. How do you know? All these so-called experts, Dr. Fauci is an expert in absolutely nothing. The doctors that are underlying him, he's a political appointee. Let me tell you what Dr. Fauci is. He's kissed enough butt to get to where he is. That's what he is. Let me put it another way. Not that you need another way. I wouldn't let Dr. Fauci doctor my plants. Much less my body. Oh, Kevin, he's an authority on this or that. Let me tell you something I've learned about bureaucratic authorities. They don't know anything. That's it. They're bureaucrats. Dr. Fauci is no more an expert on Wu Flu than you or I. He may know technical terms and stuff like this, but let me tell you something. I will put my common sense against Dr. Fauci any day of the week. And so should you, because you're as smart as I am. Sit tight, folks. We'll be right back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Kevin Jackson here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com talking about the scamdemic, the plandemic. Who knows how these guys are working together? Barack Obama sending $3.7 million to the Wu Flu labs, them releasing this virus during the time of the Trump economy when things were going spectacularly well for everybody. And suddenly, we're in turmoil. Oh, we've got to only vote from home. We need to do mail-in ballots. And we get an exponential jump in mail-in ballots, but not an exponential jump, the same jump in the number of ballots rejected, because they got to let you, they want to convince you that Joe Biden got 82 million votes. what, 11, 12 million votes more than Barack Obama? And nobody even dares ask Barack Obama, do you really think Joe Biden's 11, 12 million votes more popular than you were when you were baby black Jesus in 2008? Nobody wants to ask him that question. Because you know what Barack Obama would have to tell you? I don't believe Joe was more popular than me then, even in 2012 and 2016. I don't think I just have to answer truthfully. Yeah, said Obama never. Oh, my goodness. 844-551-8255. We're talking about this Wu Flu scam. I don't know when it was concocted, how it was concocted. I know it was concocted. I know just like they got together in the cabal and decided to cheat with these Dominion machines, they got together and decided to take advantage of a flu, a virus that came from China, that they knew came from China. They were calling it the China virus, and suddenly we got to give it an official name, COVID-19, and it's racist. It's xenophobic to call it the China virus. In fact, when President Trump said, hey, we got to stop the Chinese from coming in, he's a xenophobe. When they were all yelling the same stuff. Just go back and look at the level of hypocrisy that the left demonstrates at every single turn. And you got to ask yourself, do they really think we're that stupid? And the short answer is yes, they do. Yes, they do. He wants you to take a shot for a disease that the shot itself is more likely to do more damage to you than the disease. You could walk around with the disease, not even know it. That's exactly what happened to Kay Granger, a congresswoman from Texas, who either A, didn't get the shot, or B, got the shot, and then found out she got COVID-19, a.k.a. the Wu Flu, anyway. And it was so deadly, she gets the shot, gets the disease. And they have to tell you, hey, you, by the way, you got the disease. What? I thought I got the shot. So what is it? Does a shot work or does it not work? Do the tests work or do they not work? See, you don't have any answers to that because Dr. Fauci and all of his minions, they can't tell you anything about this. They are no more knowledgeable about this than the next cab driver you ride with or the next Uber driver or Lyft driver. They know nothing. The only thing they know is their agenda. Their agenda. So we're talking about a story. Brian Jundep, who wrote an article, medical doctor, who wrote an article in the American Thinker. And we're talking about a guy who gets a shot. He's 88 years old. Gets a shot. He dies hours later at his home. And they say, well, it wasn't because of the shot. No, he died because he was just old. Well, he may have. And the New York Times reported it that way. They said, hey, he was 88 years old, he got the shot, and he died. You make it, you determine what you think. Well, I know what I think. I think if he had not gotten the shot, he would have lived a little longer. I don't know. Maybe God was going to take him either way, but we'll never know. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? But other media, this guy points out, Brian Jundep, he says, of the left-wing variety, we're quick to draw a distinction between the two events, claiming them to be unrelated, even though that is speculation, not certainty, and the opposite approach to COVID death reporting. This came from the Wrap, New York Post rip for totally irresponsible COVID-19 headline. The outlet ran a story on a man who died shortly after taking Pfizer's vaccine, but the headline failed to mention health officials believe it was unrelated to the shot. So the Wrap got mad at the New York Post for not saying that the guy died and it was unrelated to the shot. Because, see, that's the machine that's out there saying, no, you got to tell people that the shot is okay. COVID bad, vaccine good. That's what we started with when I was in the previous segment. It says a Swiss man also died after receiving the COVID vaccine. And again, the media was quick to deny any causation. According to Yahoo, Swiss drugs regulator Swissmedic on Wednesday said it saw no link between the death of a 91-year-old person in the canton of Lucerne and the COVID-19 vaccine, adding the deceased suffered from multiple illnesses before getting the shot. Again, 91 years old. No offense. Why bother? Why bother? You know, the Grim Reapers, no offense, he's in the neighborhood. He's knocking at the door. Why bother? But he gets a shot. Can you say causation that it's the shot that did it? Yeah, you can. Because I'm going to tell you, if he didn't get that shot, I think God ordains when we're all going to die. But he's not going to die from the shot. He's not going to die from COVID, from the COVID vaccine. Anyway, he goes on. Are any other COVID deaths reported with such disclaimers? Do the death counts touted on Fox News or CNN ever mention those COVID deaths and individuals, quote, suffering from multiple illnesses before getting COVID? Will the Swiss man's death certificate say he died due to the vaccine or natural causes? If we were to apply Dr. Burke's rule to the vaccine, paraphrasing, if someone dies with the vaccine, we are counting that as a vaccine death, then these two elderly men died from the vaccine. He says, in reality, a 92-year-old man actuarially has a 20% chance of dying within a year, and I agree that it is unlikely the two events are related. If he has multiple illnesses, that percentage rises. Yet, if he died with a positive COVID test, he would almost certainly be classified as a COVID death, at least in the U.S. His medical problems deemed secondary, and I'll add this to his age secondary. He goes on to write, I'm not an anti-vaccine and not denying the seriousness of COVID, particularly in the more vulnerable populations, but I am pointing out the shifting goalpost and how this viral illness is being treated with politics trumping science. And that's what the Democrats do. You know when they're not using science when they say, it's about the science. He says, there are more than just a few examples of media creating rather than reporting the news to further their political agenda. There are real life consequences to inaccurate or sensationalized reporting. And let me tell you what the real life consequences are. Talk to these youth right now wearing masks and they are scared. I've never seen a bunch of pansy little teenagers and 20 somethings. You get near them without a mask. Oh my God, get back. Oh my God, you're going to kill me. And you're going, what did you think a year ago if I'd walked up to you, asked you a question without my mask? What would you think? You'd think, hey, welcome, human being. They don't even know what each other looks like. Forget dentistry. Nobody even needs to know what your teeth look like. They could be rotten from crank. You could be a crankhead and look like a runway model. He says, in Los Angeles County, where COVID rules and lockdowns appear as fickle as the weather, 20 to 40% of medical frontline workers offered the vaccine have refused it. And in some neighboring counties, 50% said no thanks. Perhaps almost a year after medical experts like Birx and Fauci constantly changing the rules and guidelines and the media weaponizing all of COVID news as a means of hurting the orange man whom they loathe, people are understandably skeptical. I'm going to tell you right now, if it was in the era of Walter Cronkite, they would probably have 90% of people taking this stupid disease. But if it was in the era of Walter Cronkite, we wouldn't be talking about it. It would be a cold or a flu, and we would all be rallying together to make the Chinese pay back our economy for what they've done. But instead, we've got leftists who are rallying with the Chinese over a disease that they brought over here that's killing American citizens and that the left are actually using for lockdowns and to destroy small business and destroy the middle class of this country. And that is the plot. This vaccine just adds a whole other layer. And then when we next hour, I'm going to talk about the mutated version of this thing. It's insanity. When they realize, oh, my gosh, it's run its course. People are figuring it out that really less than 20,000 people have actually gotten the dreaded disease. And we have shut down this economy over nonsense. We better come up with a mutation. And they pitched it from the beginning. It wasn't like it was a sneaky attack. You knew it was coming. You could see the other troops behind him. Okay, we've got COVID, and behind him we've got COVID 20, 21. It's coming. I got to leave it there. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here. Listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.